these particular operations included one called Operation Shell Game, which was supposed, this was in the course of the Iran-Contra affair, and it was to get, to try to force Manuel Noriega to cease his CIA criminal covert activities of bringing, of supplying our country with drugs. It was an effort to get him to, kind of go undercover for a while because the spotlight was on everybody involved in this because of the Iran-Contra affair that had come to light. Noriega didn't comply. But the details of that are provided in the book. And it's also subjected to an Operation Carrier Pigeon, which involved Saudi Arabian King Fahd. King Fahd was, I prostituted to him on several different occasions, and Operation Carrier Pigeon was another drug operation that was also, there was drugs for arms, and there was also drugs for children. There was drugs and slavery operations, and many of our missing children that have been subjected to horrible abuse have been sold across our borders into Mexico and into Saudi Arabia, according to agreements with King Fahd. I was also involved in the groundwork implementation of NAFTA. Of course, you know, needless to say, these are not things that I would be involved in, and I'm telling you about them now because I'm mad that they used my physical body to carry out any implementation of these operations at all. But the criminal groundwork that NAFTA was rooted in involved the free trade of drugs and our nation's children across the Juarez-Mexican border. That's also detailed in the book, how that was structured, and how Mexican President De La Madrid was in the same position that Ronald Reagan was as far as implementing the New World Order under mind control. Reagan often said that the only way to world peace is through mind control of the masses. George Bush also stated that same belief, but he felt like the masses needed to be thinned out considerably and was very much behind mass genocide. He discussed this when I was at Bohemian Grove in California. Bohemian Grove is a political playground where those involved in implementing the New World Order through mind control and annihilation of the masses, where their discussions are carried out and where their perversions, an unlimited range, are also carried out. George Bush was there. He was sexually assaulting my daughter. But he was down in the underground, which is a nightclub of sorts, sleazy nightclub of sorts, where these guys go and discuss the fate of the world and our fate that we all are seeing. And the underground is spelled with a capital U and a capital M on the beginning of it. He discussed how he could get away with annihilation of the masses by proclaiming to be pro-life, according to what he figured the Catholics had succeeded in doing by saying they were pro-life and being anti-abortion. It was just sort of a smoke and mirrors illusion to gain the confidence of the people to believe that he's pro-life, while, as he said, he was annihilating people right in his own backyard. There was another operation that I was involved and used in called The King and I. That's EYE. In preparation for that, my daughter was traumatized, sexually abused by Vermont Senator Leahy. And Leahy did the old childhood phrase of stick a needle in your eye in order to keep me quiet, and literally stuck a needle in my eye. And I am losing sight in that eye. Infection resulted, and the trauma to my eye, I have been told, is going to result in blindness totally. It didn't matter to him whether or not this happened, because I was supposed to be used up by the time I was 30 anyway. I was considered too old for prostitution. They wanted to just kill me in order that, you know, that all the secrets would be buried with me. Of course, that didn't happen. But there's another operation that I want you all to know about. It's called Charm School, and it's located in Youngstown, Ohio. Charm School is a sex slave training camp where numerous girls are just take them through there on a routine basis for a period of usually 3 days of severe torture, sleep, food, and water deprivation, high voltage, drugs, and sexual trauma. U.S. Congressman Jim Traficant was heavily involved in charm school operations and fully believed in mind control of sex slaves, the use of sex slaves, and also bringing drugs into our country and the funding and pornography for funding the covert operations that were ushering in the New World Order. At charm school, I endured a trauma with a girl who grew to be my friend during the Reagan administration, and her name has to remain, I fear for her life constantly because she is not out, she has not been rescued, and her owner was the man that Mark Phillips was referring to, I don't know if we should call him the man, was referring to earlier, and that is Senator Arlen Specter. I'm so glad to learn that you all are not buying into his smoke and mirrors illusion that he thinks is going to thrust him into the presidency by standing up and supporting Randy Weaver. I certainly hope he continues his illusion for Randy Weaver's sake, and I'm glad to know that you all are not buying into that illusion. Whatever he's doing now doesn't preclude the fact that he's involved in white slavery operations and the implementation of the Order of the Rose aspect of world dominance. He's also friends with Larry Flynt. In 1988, Mark rescued Kelly and I. He rescued me from certain death. I was to be killed for what I knew about NAFTA, for having been prostituted to Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, to De La Madrid, to Salinas, who was actually acting in the same capacity that George Bush was. He was actually running the country during De La Madrid's reign as president. He was sort of the acting president, the same way that Reagan was. I also had further contact with Bill Clinton during one particular event in Lansing, Missouri, at a place called Swiss Villa, where it's a paramilitary operation. There's black helicopters all over the place, the same way that there is at the Mount Shasta buildup of black helicopters and all. But George Bush and Bill Clinton had met at that time. There was a great deal of trauma involved in this particular event, but I have recalled it anyway. I do remember it in photographic detail, and in the process I remembered every word that they were discussing and things that they were saying. And one thing that they were talking about, and also that Senator Byrd had talked about at another time, was the fact that when the American public became disillusioned with Republicans, or might be catching on to what was happening in our country, the deterioration of our country, that then a Democrat was ready to be slipped into office whose agenda also was under the Order of the Rose. George Bush is the one who claims to be the Rose, and any orders of the Rose are orders from him. The Order of the Rose is the world dominance plan that Hitler first termed New World Order, and that George Bush told us all is New World Order. By everything that I know and everything that I witnessed, George Bush has been running our country into the ultimate end of New World Order controls during the Reagan administration, during his own administration, and now during the Clinton administration. We need to have this information. We need to know that any illusion that we're offered on television according to who we are to vote for, we need to look further. Since Arlen Specter is running for president and his agenda is under the Order of the Rose, I'm glad to know that you all are aware of that. I also want to alert you to during the Reagan administration, Secretary of Education Bill Bennett, who later became Bush's so-called drug czar for our war on drugs, which was actually no more than the CIA eliminating our competition. Bill Bennett was working diligently towards eradicating our children's ability to think for themselves through the Education 2000 program. This was to provide a basis of what was supposed to be advanced education as far as what they were able to pull in information-wise, but yet they weren't able to critically analyze or think for themselves. I'm pleased to see that there are a great many people that realize Education 2000 is a detriment to society and is not what we need for our children. Please be aware and alerted to Bill Bennett's ultimate agenda, which is the Order of the Rose, particularly on the Catholic Jesuit end of this world dominance effort. There's a lot more details in the book, and I feel extremely fortunate to have survived my whole ordeal at that time. I feel extremely fortunate to have been rescued by Mark Phillips to recover my mind and my memory and to reveal all that I witnessed and experienced as a mind control slave. I feel it's imperative that you need to know what the plan is for a thinned out population, a totally robotic society under the New World Order of the Rose. I know that with this awareness, by revealing the secrets, they've been operating a long time under that adage that secret knowledge equals power. Well, by revealing all their secrets, they no longer have that knowledge and they're rapidly losing power. It's imperative that we spread the word as rapidly and as far as we can. It's spreading throughout the world. And if people are realizing that we've got a problem in this country from all walks of life, including education, I'm a firm believer that our future lies in our children, and that through taking Education 2000 out of our education system and giving them true facts to deal with, by taking mind control and applying it to history where it belongs, all of a sudden we understand what happened in Nazi Germany. We understand what happened in Jonestown. When you have the mind control part of history, it makes all the difference in the world. We need to teach our children, not only so they can arm themselves against it, but so that they can be aware and have an education that is based on a reality. Knowledge is our only defense against mind control. We have to arm ourselves and each other with this knowledge. Arming ourselves with weaponry, I can tell you right now, they've got us technologically outgunned. They've got technology that we certainly aren't aware of because it's been proliferating under the so-called National Security Act that's threatening the security of our nation. They're counting on you to do nothing. They're counting on good people to do nothing. They were wrong about my thinking that I couldn't recover. They're also wrong about you all. I know that good people are rising up to take back our schools, to take back America, to take back our world. And that really thrills me because in spite of the victimization that I endured at the hands of those in control of our government, I love the principles this country was founded on. I want to see them restored. I want to see the constitutional values of freedom and morality restored to this nation. For Kelly's sake, my daughter's sake, in order that she be understood, be freed from the continued political prisoner victimization that she is under. For the sake of other mind control survivors that I'm aware of across this country and all around the world, and for the sake of humanity as a whole, please spread the word. Thank you.